You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Lise Doucette and this is NewsHour. Well, as oil prices continue to cause hardship around the world, George W. Bush has acted to help Americans at home, where they're now paying about $4 a gallon at US petrol pumps. The president is calling on Congress to lift the ban on drilling for oil and gas off the coast of the United States, the so-called Outer Continental Shelf, or OCS.
The problem is that Congress has restricted access to key parts of the OCS since the early 1980s. Since then, advances in technology have made it possible to conduct oil exploration in the OCS that is out of sight, protects coral reefs and habitats, and protects against oil spills. With these advances and a dramatic increase in oil prices, congressional restrictions on OCS exploration have become outdated and counterproductive.
George Bush's statement comes a day after the Republican presidential candidate John McCain called on the federal government to scrap the 27-year-old moratorium on offshore oil drilling. That means he's reversed his earlier support for the ban.
As for offshore drilling, it's safe enough these days that not even Hurricanes Katrina and Rita could cause significant spillage from the battered rigs off the coasts of New Orleans and Houston. We have proven oil reserves of at least 21 billion barrels in the United States. But a broad federal moratorium stands in the way of energy exploration and production. And I believe it is time for the federal government to lift these restrictions and to put our own reserves to use.
John McCain, but the Democrats who control Congress remain staunchly opposed, arguing that the risk to the environment from this drilling is as strong as ever. Their presidential candidate, Senator Barack Obama, was quick to dismiss Senator McCain's speech yesterday. This is what Senator Obama said when he was asked about it on a flight.
The biggest problem with John McCain's position is that it seems like a classic Washington political solution, which is to go out there and make a statement without any clear evidence that this would result in strengthening the U.S. economy or providing relief to consumers.
So just how good an idea is this, and will it get through the Congress? To discuss the issues, we're joined by Daniel W. Weiss. He's the Director of Climate Strategy at the Center for American Progress in Washington, and by Ben Dominic, a conservative writer and blogger who co-founded the Red State Group blog. Welcome to both of you.
Glad to be with you.
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Good. Dan Weiss, let me start with you. Is it really the high and getting higher oil prices that lies behind this decision?
There's two things that lie behind the decisions, really. One is that it's clear now that Senator McCain is running for the third Bush term since he adopted a Bush policy. Secondly, Senator McCain used to be against this, but in the last year and a half, he's gotten over almost $800,000 in campaign contributions from Big Oil, and I'm sure the money's still rolling in. So he's giving Big Oil something they've wanted a long time, which is access to the beaches off of every place from Malibu to Miami. It's interesting to note that the big oil companies already hold thousands of leases in the western Gulf of Mexico that they have chosen not to develop.
Well, let's just see whether those political arguments wash. Ben Dominic, is that how you see it? It's basically a cynical political move?
I think this isn't a cynical move at all. I think this is looking at the facts as they stand in front of us. I mean, I think this is a situation here now where we recognize in America that pitting energy sources against each other in the long term is just a recipe for disaster. We need to pursue every energy resource that we have available, both for our the sake of our economy and of our national security. I think when you look at the situation here now, we're going to have a 50% increase in demand for energy by 2030, according to most studies. We're in a situation where we need to push forward on nuclear, on wind, on solar, on bio, on coal, on crude, and particularly on OCS, which has 18 billion barrels or more of oil, which is the equivalent of 10 years of America's current production.
But doesn't this just emphasize the point that George Bush himself made in his 2006 State of the Union address about America being addicted to oil?
I think America is addicted to oil, and I think whether you view that as a situation that, as I'm sure Daniel does, ramifications for the global climate and that sort of thing, or whether you just view it as a security issue, as I do, I think that we can agree that we have to be pursuing every opportunity to bring our energy in the short term down to the point where we can use this in a more responsible manner and use it as motivation to pursue every area of energy access. At this point...
Let's just hear what George Bush had to say.
America is addicted to oil, which is often imported from unstable parts of the world. The best way to break this addiction is through technology. By applying the talent and technology of America, this country can dramatically improve our environment, move beyond a petroleum-based economy, and make our dependence on Middle Eastern oil a thing of the past.
Well, let me go back to you, Dan Weiss, because, of course, there's that point, too, that George Bush, his supporters, want to reduce the dependence on outside sources of oil, since oil is going to be around for some time to come.
Well, America is addicted to oil, and what this is like in trying to open up the offshore places is like saying, I'm an alcoholic and I'm going to go seek a cure in a different pub. It's simply not going to work. The reality is, according to a Department of Energy study just done under President Bush, that they say that opening up these areas from Malibu to Miami to Cape Cod would make no difference in oil production or prices until the year 2030. Not only is this not a solution to our short-term immediate problem, it's not a solution to our long-term problem. The cheapest oil that we can get is the oil that we don't need to use. So that's why we ought to be investing in clean alternatives like super clean biofuels made from switchgrass and other products, like plug-in hybrid electric vehicles that can get 100 miles or more to a gallon of gas, like mass transit and getting people out of their cars. Those are ultimately going to be the quickest, cheapest solutions to our oil addiction not going to a new supplier.
Let me just read, because we've been getting a lot of emails on our BBC website about this, and let me just read a few. Gordon in Delaware agrees with you, Dan Weiss, saying, and he says, from Delaware, living near the Delaware coastline, I hope to see offshore wind turbines, not oil rigs. He says we should break out of our addiction to oil, and the Bush call to drill would make his friends more wealthy at the expense of American consumers, natural resources, and innocent sea life. But Ben Dominich, I want you to respond to this email from Mark in Portland, Maine. He said, President Bush is again being extremely short-sighted. It will take at least a decade to see more U.S. oil production, and lower prices only enable our continued dependency and overuse of the resource. And I think that's what the Democrats are arguing, that it actually won't have an impact on the soaring prices now.
I think that there are a couple of responses to that. I think the first one is that, you know, 10 years ago, the Republican Party wanted to open up ANWR for reserves that we could be using now if we had done so. And so I think this whole idea of, you know, just because this isn't going to result in instantaneous drops in prices tomorrow means that we shouldn't do it is foolish. I think that the other point that I'd make is just that, you know, as Daniel said, we could convert the entire country to cars that plug into the socket, but that's still power that's coming from somewhere. And so there's still environmental reactions to that. I think that, you know, the emailer endorsing wind turbines. Wind turbines decimate bird populations and have their own set of environmental ramifications. I think the overall point, though, is that, you know, when you look at the situation that we have today, this is going to demand a long-term social shift toward telecommuting, toward nuclear energy, towards using alternative sources. But I think this is a shift that can't just happen overnight and can't be forced on the populace. We can do this responsibly, and we can do it carefully, but we have to do it, and we have to pursue all as America's economy and our security are going to be at risk.
Okay, you are two experts. Let's just hear now what some people on the streets of Los Angeles are saying today about this call by President Bush.
Oil is not the solution. Everybody knows that. Okay, it's just a temporary patch to make people feel good. It's nothing more than that.
Some drilling should be done. As long as it's careful, and they're conscious about it. But time will tell, because probably California won't allow it. So.
I think it's sad right now. We're at a time where we're so dependent on oil, and it's kind of become a national crisis. I think the main thing we need to do is stop drilling and start focusing on alternatives for fuel.
Well, I drive for a living, so I think it would be help out, because these gas prices are starting to really take an effect on me.
Those are some of the voices on the streets. Well, Daniel Weiss, since you're up against the drilling, let me quote to you what some of the opinion polls are saying, that about 60% of Americans support government moves to encourage more oil drilling and refinery construction as a way to combat soaring energy prices. So is the public mood shifting?
Well, if you're quoting the Rasmussen poll, that's just a bad poll, and I would just toss that out. Let me go back to something that
Ben said. Wait just a minute now. Why would you just toss it out?
Because the poll doesn't reflect public opinion because it was poorly done, and I could spend an hour telling you all the mechanical problems with doing the poll, but I don't think that's what your listeners are interested in.
But don't you think people now, they think first of their pocketbooks, that they're,
yes,
every time they go to the petrol pump, you think, why am I paying so much? And they'll grab whatever it takes to get some relief?
No, I don't think so, because look at the reliable polls about Senator McCain's gas tax holiday. A majority of Americans opposed that. They saw that it was just another gift to the big oil companies. I agree that people need immediate relief, but you're not going to get it by drilling in the Arctic, and you're not going to get it by drilling offshore. It would take years, as the Department of Energy says, years to reduce to increase oil or decrease prices from getting oil from those places. One of the things we'd like to see is, and we could do this right away, let's take some of the oil we've got in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We could have that out in 2 weeks and put it on the world market. Hopefully that will burst the speculative bubble that's contributing to high oil prices, and oil prices will come down somewhat. That's something we could do right away that would provide immediate relief. Drilling in the Arctic, even if we did it in 1996, would barely be producing any oil now. President Bush done a better fuel economy in 2001, we'd be using a million less barrels of oil a day now.
Well, let me just bring you an email from Kerry, who's in Virginia Beach in Virginia, and he says, I understand the call from the left and environmentalists, but if we look to the world, many countries are already drilling offshore, especially in the Gulf of Mexico, a potential drilling spots for the U.S. If these other countries can drill and drill without many problems, why can't we?
Well, actually, I would agree. The oil companies hold thousands of leases in the western Gulf of Mexico. They could start developing them beginning today. They choose not to. Why? Because the oil is worth more to them in the ground than it is pumping it. This is really all about oil company profits and not about helping people. There's lots of things we could do to help people. The oil companies, John McCain and George Bush, are against them.
Okay, now, let me just go back to Ben one last time. Ben, the fact of the matter is, though, whatever you say on either side, it won't go through Congress with Democrats in control.
Yes, I think that the silliness here, though, is, I mean, in the response to that poll, there is a price point where just about anyone will agree to drill in their own backyard for oil if it's there. And I think that that's really the case that American citizens are confronted with today. The ban on OCS drilling is 27 years old. Technology has increased in a significant area in both fronts. I've been to the rigs in Houston and in New Orleans, and I think that there's certainly areas there that we can expand and do so in a responsible and careful manner. And when it comes back to, you know, the simple example of ANWR, which everything comes back to, it seems like nowadays, you know, the vast majority of animals in ANWR that are affected by drilling are the mosquitoes. And if you go there, you'll see they're roughly the size of Irish wolfhounds. So I'm just not that worried about them.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. Ben Dominich and Daniel W. Weiss, thank you for joining us. And coming up later on NewsHour, does it make a difference to your recovery if your nurse gives you a big smile in hospital?